Mini episode 1037 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge Mini Episode 1037. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our Week 3 preview for the 2018 NFL season. There's no way around it. Last week was a dumpster fire, 4-10-2 without any wins in the Big 3 or a lock. So it's 13-16-3 overall, 2-4 on the Big 3 and 1-1 on the lock through 2 weeks. Onward and upward. We start with the Jets trying to avenge their legendary loss in the 1986 AFC semifinals to the Browns at the scene of the crime, somehow getting a field goal down from 3.5. At the risk of oversimplification, the Browns will win at least a few games this year and few look winnable, so take them in this one that does. Here's one with two teams in places people perhaps didn't anticipate, as the Colts won on the road, while the Eagles were the latest victim of Ryan Fitzpatrick. This battle in South Philly sees the home team laying 7.5 up from a touchdown. For once, it's a game with Andrew Luck as the less rusty pitcher, so look for Indy to at least get the back door. The surprising Bengals head down to Charlotte, getting 2.5 down from a field goal. Some of the things that went wrong for the Panthers last week seem fairly atypical of them, so we'll look for them to bounce back. The high-flying Jags are back at home, laying 10.5 to the Titans. Coming off of the big win over the Pats, the Jags feel a bit overvalued. Take the points. Atlanta just hosted one brutal NFC South cage match, and now they have another against the Saints, laying 2.5 down from a field goal. One of these teams is going to be 1-2, and right now that team looks a lot more like the Saints, so lay the points. Two of this decade's Super Bowl winners square off in B-more as the Ravens lay 5.5 up from 5 to the Broncos. It's hard to see Denver keeping their hot start going against better competition off of a cross-country trip, so we'll spot the points. Two teams who have to be feeling urgency, the Giants and Texans, do battle in Houston with the home squad laying a touchdown up from a field goal. These 0-2 teams are hardly on the same footing, so we'll be on the undervalued Texans even with the line move. Two teams who just can't close in a Super Bowl square off in the Twin Cities with the Vikes laying a whopping 17 up from 16.5. Lopsided doesn't even begin to sum this one up, and the Vikings will be angry coming off of the tie at Lambeau, so it will get ugly. In the Joe Montana Bowl, KC is laying a touchdown at home to the Niners up from 5. San Fran doesn't seem poised to keep up in this one, and they won't. The first ever Battle of Los Angeles, between these two teams anyway, sees the Rams laying 7.5, quote-unquote, at home. The line seems a bit inflated, leaving room for the Chargers to at least come through the back door. Out in the desert, the flailing Cards host Chi-Town, getting 4.5 down from 5. This line is crazy low, even with the travel and the short week, the Bears will romp. On Sunday night, the Lions hope that they'll be doing much better than last time's evening affair when they host the Pats, getting 7.5. Wrong place, wrong time for the Motor City Kitties. On Monday night, the surprising Bucks try to keep it going against Pittsburgh in a pick'em that went off with them getting 2.5. This is one of the toughest games of the week to call, but Pittsburgh historically never digs deep holes for themselves, so this looks like the end of their swoon. Now for the Big Three. In the Vince Lombardi Bowl, the Pack comes to D.C. laying 2.5. If you believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to go here, as we do, then the chalk is an easy pick. Two of the preeminent teams of the 70s, the Raiders and Dolphins, do battle on South Beach, with the Finns laying a field goal down from 4.5. It's almost a why-ask-why pick, given how these teams have looked thus far, and Oaktown's cross-country trip, but we're not going to overthink it and take the fish. And now for the 1,000-star, gold-plated Lock of the Millennium for Week 3, two of last week's teams who played in primetime square off in the Pacific Northwest in a pick'em that started with Seattle laying a field goal. Not laying any points for the Seahawks in this bounce-back spot truly is a lock. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.